Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Dr. Blake Brown, professor of agricultural and resource economics at North Carolina State University and developer of the Executive Farm Management Program. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Executive Farm Management Program is focused at large farms, and it is focused on building some core management competencies for these farms. This grew out of the interest of some large farmers we had in eastern North Carolina who encouraged me to try to develop a program that was well suited for the diverse agriculture we had in the south and the southeastern part of the United States. And so in 2017, we did a pilot project, which was just with North Carolina farms, and that went very well. And then we followed that up with a full-blown program. We started out regionally and focused on the southeast, but, you know, we grow the program every year and reach out a little bit farther. So this year, reaching out and targeting cotton farmers, we want to develop a program that meets their needs, whether they're in California or Texas or Georgia or North Carolina. One of the things that we do in our Executive Farm Management Program is try to customize the program around the specific group of farmers that are in the program that year. For example, in 2019, we had a very heavy focus on fresh produce. And so we had fresh produce farms from eastern North Carolina, South Carolina, southern Georgia in the program, and those farms were labor intensive, so we focused a lot on labor management. Last year, we expanded our focus to large field crop farms, and in particular, peanut and cotton farms, realizing that they were very capital intensive, and we tried to customize the program around some of their needs. The Executive Farm Management Program is focused at large farms, and it is focused on building some core management competencies for these farms. This grew out of the interest of some large farmers we had in eastern North Carolina who encouraged me to try to develop a program that was well suited for the diverse agriculture we had in the south and the southeastern part of the United States. And so in 2017, we did a pilot project, which was just with North Carolina farms, and that went very well. And then we followed that up with a full-blown program. We started out regionally and focused on the southeast, but, you know, we grow the program every year and reach out a little bit further. So this year, reaching out and targeting cotton farmers, we want to develop a program that meets their needs, whether they're in California or Texas or Georgia or North Carolina. One of the things that we do in our Executive Farm Management Program is try to customize the program around the specific group of farmers that are in the program that year. For example, in 2019, we had a very heavy focus on fresh produce. And so we had fresh produce farms from eastern North Carolina, South Carolina, southern Georgia in the program, and those farms were labor intensive, so we focused a lot on labor management. Last year, we expanded our focus to large field crop farms, and in particular, peanut and cotton farms, realizing that they were very capital intensive, and we tried to customize the program around some of their needs. This year, with the COVID crisis, we're not going to do a full-blown program. We're going to do a boot camp, which will be virtual, but we're really focusing this year as much as we can on peanut and cotton farms. Thanks to the help of the National Peanut Board and National Cotton Council, we're able to promote this program heavily to these types of farms. Now, the boot camp that we're getting ready to do this year will be smaller in scope than what we normally do in a full-blown program. A full-blown program is typically about 12 days in 3 sessions where we bring the farmers into central locations and where they can work one-on-one with us and in small team-like settings. In the virtual boot camp, we'll be doing it via Zoom, but we will still be trying to focus and customize the program to them. It'll just be 2 half days of programming and then 1 half day where we'll work with them on a homework assignment in financial management. They'll still get some real hands-on one-on-one work with our faculty team. Just a real honor, and it's a really interesting thing to do to work with these large farms. They're very sophisticated managers, and I think that the reason that they're so successful is they want to continue to learn, and so we're trying to provide some additional learning opportunities for them, even during the COVID crisis. Go ahead and sign up early. We would love to have as many peanut and cotton farmers. In fact, the National Peanut Board is going to be providing $150 in tuition credit that will come from them for any peanut farmer that signs up. And since we know that peanut and cotton farmers are often one and the same, we think that that'll benefit cotton farmers as well. You can either Google Executive Farm Management Program, and you might want to add to that North Carolina State University, or go to our website, and that is go.ncsu.edu/EFM.